Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening, as joining us on the line is the head boys track and field coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Ben Demuth, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, no problem, Quinn. Thanks for having me on again.
So as we take a look, your team has actually been one of the more fortunate ones in terms of not missing meets so far this year. The Umpstead Relays did wind up being canceled back early in the month, but you've able to get three out of your four outdoor meets in the first half of the outdoor season in here so far. That includes the Nevada Boys early bird back on March 31st, the Charlie Bunn Relays at Humboldt on the 10th, and then most recently on last Monday with the Boys Dodger Relays at Dodger Stadium. But just through the first three outdoor meets of the season, just what are some things you've seen from your group that have stood out to you? I know it's a younger group this year. What are some things that have stood out to you with how they performed here early on in the outdoor season?
Well, you know, they've been, I guess, across the board, they've been resilient. And, I mean, that's track in Iowa. We've had one night that I would consider a really, really perfect, ideal night for track meet, and that was at Humboldt, and it was frigid cold and windy at Nevada, and then Dodger was nice, but you had a heck of a wind blowing. It was almost too warm for a track meet that wasn't the state meet. But, you know, the guys have really, like you said, they're young, and the younger guys have really kind of stood out for me a little bit. We've got a group of quarter milers that I didn't think would really be able to go out and compete as well as they would have done, and that's kind of been our strength for the season for us, guys like Eli Deerscheid and Keegan Eisentrager and Kyler Sisson. They've been able to kind of help fill some of that role. We knew that there was some talent in that grade level because we'd watched them kind of have some good times and performances at meets as 7th and 8th grade, but you don't really expect that to carry over as freshmen all the time. But they've held their own, we kind of tailor our program around our quarter milers that they can fit anywhere. We tell the guys to expect the unexpected. You might be running 100 one night in a relay and maybe doing an 800 another night in a relay. And as a whole, just all of the guys have really responded well with that. So I've been pleased with their effort and their attitude.
Another area of strength I think so far this season has been your mid-distance. You've got a pretty solid 4x8 team, a really good group of half-milers, and like you said, some of that half-milers and quarter-milers can kind of go back and forth and interact with one another. And, you know, someone might, like you said, might run a 400 one night, might run an 800, might run a 200 the next night. But when you look at that quarter-miler group, guys like Hunter Waldo Martinez, Felix Gonzalez, Dylan Terwilliger, Felix Reyes, Asarel Castro, so on and so forth. Just the improvements you've seen from then since you got to the outdoor season, what has stood out in that regard?
Oh, yeah, they've a lot of those guys, Hunter and Felix and Felix Reyes, both Felixes and Osrell, they ran for me in cross country. They were young then, and, you know, they're juniors and seniors now. Coach Twilliger this past year in cross country did a great job working with them, and they've been able to kind of take that step. And our 4x8 has been one of our stronger relays for us this year. They're not happy with their splits or their overall time, which is awesome. The first thing they're doing is coming up to me and wanting to know who had the fastest split. And then they're pushing each other that way. One night it might be Hunter, another night it might be Felix. Dylan Twilliger has really stepped up and done a good job running some 800s for us. And again, those are all guys that run some quarters, and Hunter's done some training in the mile and whatnot. And so being upperclassmen, most of those guys set the tone a little bit. And, not everybody wants to run an 800, but those guys step up and they run it. And so it's a nice trickle-down effect to see their work and their efforts.
And someone else that has stood out to me, especially in the discus, has been Gavin Peterson. It definitely has felt as the outdoor season has progressed that his discus is really starting to get consistently better and better. You know, the best throw so far of the year, just a hair under 130 feet. You know, he's kind of up against some really good competition as well. There's a lot of good discus throwers here in Northern Iowa this year. And just looking at how he's responded to the level of competition he's gone against here this year, what is the staff seen from him in terms of throwing the discus and doing so competitively against some, like we said, some really good athletes so far this year?
Yeah, Gavin is, he's an athlete in all the sense of the word. And he's a kid that I told him as a freshman, he was working with Coach Chamberlain at the time. I said, and he was frustrated with discus because it takes a lot of different movement and different planes and so forth. And I said, by the time you're a junior, senior, your body's going to kind of settle itself in and your athletic ability is going to take over. And he has not been he's not been happy. He's been frustrated with his discus in practice. And so I really wasn't sure how it was going to go. And the other night at Humboldt, he had a real nice throw to get 129-something. And I know that he really wants to, he sees some of those other guys throw, and he's like, wow, how am I not, and why am I not getting this or that or whatever with it? And we're like, it's just time and working with it, and that's the great thing about teams that we've thrown against, we're seeing quality throwers, and it gives our guys something to aspire to be, and I know that drives him because he's got some goals within the discus event that he'd like to see. And I'm really pleased with his efforts this year because he's, he struggled last year just hitting 115 consistently, and now all of a sudden, we've got 15 feet on there, and we're tonight him and I are going to work on it in practice, and Coach Chamberlain's coming back and going to help with some footwork issues we're seeing, and that's the kind of thing that Gavin wants. So it's been fun to watch him grow and develop as an athlete.
And looking at the slate coming up here for the back half of April, got the Lynx invite tomorrow down here in Webster City beginning at 4:30. Hack Barth Relays coming up on Thursday over at Algona. That's going to have some good competition there as well. Got the Pocahontas Boys Meet on Friday, which sets up a three-meet week for your program. And then next week, you got the Boys Cougar Relays at Manson, meet at South Hardin, and then you're getting ready for conference track. I mean, it's going to be here before we know it. And just looking at the road ahead for the next couple of weeks and getting prepared for that second half and that home stretch of the season. Well, what are some things that you really want to see from this group as we get to that back half of the regular season, get towards the postseason?
Well, and that's the thing. We're it seems crazy to say, but almost half of our season's coming in the next 2 weeks as far as meets go, with five events. And we started working on it last week. We're just talking about being consistent, being able to do the training the consistent way, being able to run consistently, focusing on handoffs, and it's the little things that we just kind of keep talking about how we can get better. And, we have no idea where we'll go for state qualifiers. I think those are coming out tomorrow and whatnot. And I said, but you know what? You guys have been competing against some good schools and you've been holding your own in some events. We just got to keep doing our part and see what happens. And the guys have really bought into that, They've been so coachable this year. That's been a thing that the staff and I really have appreciated. Is, we had a tough workout the other day, and they embraced it. They're like, all right, let's go, kind of a thing. And so I think that's just our key word is over the next five meets is how can we be more consistent in all of our approaches of competing. So.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tomorrow at the Lynx invite here in Webster City.
Thanks, Quinn. I appreciate it. Yep.
That was Ben Demeth, the head of boys track and field coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City, as we are back with more after this on 95.7 FM.